Bay 1 cargo weights look like they're all within expected ranges. Good. Looks like the chuckleheads have got over there actually did their job this time. Bay 2 cargo weights. 5 kilograms over the threshold. Oh, come on. Can't you idiots put away your equipment? It's gotta be something stupid. Like a space vac or maintenance tools. I'm not going to get fined again just because you morons can't pick up after yourselves. Alright, let's see. Where is... Ah, there it is. Toolbox, of course. I'll have to check the manifest later and see who's assigned here this week. Then give them the toolbox back. Right upside their damn head. Whatever. Whatever, doesn't matter. It's done now. Alright. Moving on. Last but not least, Bay 3. I hate this one. This is always a mess. Probably because it's at the very far end of the ship. Lazy bastards don't want to come out this far. Let alone bring tools out here. Maybe I should get a supply room built next time I go planet side. Now, let's see. What? Well, you gotta be kidding me. Over 100 kilograms overloaded? What the hell is that? Oh, no, 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 no. That's asking for a hell of a fine. Damn regulations. Stupidest crap I've ever seen anyway. All I gotta do to get around it is drag stuff out of the bay anyway. Damn space bureaucrats. What could even be in this bay that's putting it off by that much? Crew trying to get something by me again? Nah. They know better. They know I'm not dumb enough to let that go a second time. Did we pick up an extra box in the last station we shouldn't have? But they're supposed to be weighed as they loaded. Well, the first time it happened, though. But... no. All the crates from that load are huge. Oh, but could it be? I've been waiting for this one for ages. All the stories I heard from the other captains about getting stowaways. They're so uncreative. Ain't no regulations protecting stowaways. I'm getting ahead of myself anyway. It's probably just some junk we picked up on accident. But, still, there's a chance. I can just get these big clompers off my feet and sneak around a bit. Yeah, let me just... There. Set them down real careful. Alright. Now, let's see who was a stowaway. If I was gonna stow away on my cargo ship, where would I go? No, can't think like that. I know the ship too well to think like that. Gotta be unpredictable. something else here. Something different. Doesn't smell like the machines. Yeah. It's this way. He must be sleeping. I'm so excited. I'm practically shaken. Be quiet. Almost. There you are. Not at all what I expected. You're kinda cute, huh? I was thinking I'd be getting some hobo on board, but... Well. Maybe my plans for you are gonna change real fast. Glad I started keeping these on me. Usually even for rowdier crew members. But all I gotta do is grab your arms and put them up and... Surprise! I bet you think you're so clever, sneaking on board my freighter. But you picked the wrong one to hop a ride on. Oh, look at you struggling. Are you scared? Can't even talk back, huh? Maybe you're shocked because someone actually caught you. Look at you. Wiry thing. Let me get a good feel. Nice. The hell are these clothes? Way too nice for a port rat. Where'd you come from? How'd you end up here? Whatever. You can answer me later. What do you got here, though? Oh, don't wiggle. Come on. You aren't gonna get out of those cuffs. Here, I'll plant my happy ass right in your stomach. You aren't going nowhere. Now, let me see what's in the bag. Huh? Paperwork. This letterhead. Hey, this is some official crap you got here. You steal this? Or, is this yours? Did I pick up some upper-class fool? What are you doing rummaging through the muck with the dregs of society like us? Oh, don't give me such a foul look. You're the one who put yourself in this situation. Blame yourself, or God. Now, the real question is, what am I going to do with you? I had all sorts of ideas till I realized I had a real treat in my hands. Maybe you're worth money to somebody. Maybe I'll hang on to you for a bit and see if anyone puts out a call for missing Noble. I don't know yet. What I do know is, I gotta get you out of this dock. First of all, we're gonna be pulling out of the way station real soon. And I'm not getting fined for you sleeping around my cargo bay. Second, I can't let the crew see the haul I just pulled in. You're my little prize now, and ain't nobody else gonna put a hand on you. Get up. I'll carry your bag. Don't worry, I'll take real good care of it. Now, get along. We got a ways to walk, and I gotta be back at my quarters before we pull into the station. Maybe once we've got some proper privacy, you can open up a little bit to me. If not, I'll get the information I want out of you one way or another. Piqued my interest. Wait, I mean, get down. Don't even think about trying to worm your way around. I need my boots back. Captain can't go nowhere without her trusty boots. Good girl. Didn't move an inch. Can't tell if you're afraid of me, or if you like being bossed around. At least you know your place. Now, come on. What? You think I'm gonna haul you up that ladder? Nah. I got a better place to go. Over here. Let me just... There. You surprised? Looks like it's just part of the hall, doesn't it? Got myself a bunch of these little secret passages built right in. Crew don't know about them. They show up on inspections and I tell them they're maintenance tunnels. Simple as. Oh, don't look at me like that. You're going in first. I'm not gonna haul you behind me. Can't risk letting you get loose. Now, get going. Down on the couch. See, I'm not such a bad host, am I? I even give you a nice place to sit. Yeah. Worked up a sweat pushing you through those tunnels. Or maybe it's just for me staring at that tight ass for a half hour. Need me a drink. That is the spot. You want one? Still the silent treatment. Well, whatever. More for me then. Can't let you dehydrate either though. So if you keep it up, well, I'll just have to force feed it to ya. Your ears perk up at that. Well, can't tell you I know how to do CPR, but I'm well trained in a different kind of mouth-to-mouth. Anyway, if you ain't gonna talk, I'll just have to go through your things again. Got more time now. Ship's already on course, and all I gotta do is push the button to transmit these cargo waste to the dock. So I've got hours to kill. Now, why don't we have a look-see at that paperwork from earlier? Yeah. That's official letterhead. Nice and crisp. Only people that bother with paper these days are bureaucrats and nobles. usually one and the same at that. And judging by those clothes, too young to hold an office. And you look like you're younger than me. Probably fresh out of some planet side academy, huh? I bet you're just some punk with noble parents. You sure are a cute one, though. What's this? An ID. Let's see. Oh, hell. You're a dangerous one, aren't ya? I walked into something big. Maybe something big walked into me. Didn't expect your dad to be a subsector magistrate. Seems I got a few choices here, though. Still, how the hell did you end up here? What? What do you say? You're finally gonna talk? Chased. Got folks after you. No way. Assassins. Really? Did I get caught up in some political intrigue BS? People usually try and knock off the top of the food chain, not the bottom. Man, I was gonna keep you around and have some fun with you before waiting for a bounty to get posted, but I don't have time to get caught up in plots like this. Shit. I almost want to turn the ship around and take you back. No? What? Calm down. Stop panicking. What do you mean, no? Family's trying to off you. Sheesh. That's... That's harsh. Gonna hit me right in the soft part of my heart with that. I ain't got a lot of it, but families. Alright, so you're on the run. Why a freighter? What are you hoping for? New life? Isn't that easy? You probably got some identification chips in your neck or something. Did you think you were just gonna hop on board a freighter and start fresh? You got some guts, I guess. But it just isn't that easy. Hell, once the alert's put out, every station in the subsector is gonna be scanning for your ID chips. Gonna be a liability to me. You heard you can get him out. That's... true. Comes with its own complications. But it's true. Newer model chips are harder to dig out, but... Looking at your ID... You're old enough to have made the cutoff before the most recent generation. Newest ones are hooked right up to the nervous system. And can kill people if you try to get them out. Just another attempt to control the planetary populations. Well, I might know somebody though. I could be the one to give you that new life. Oh, excited now, are ya? Imagine, I can get that little ID chip pried out and reprogrammed. Hook you up with a good, honest job. The kindest folks out here do. Not that cushy paper-pushing crap. Brand new life. Teach you the ropes. What the real world is like. Yeah. You like the sound of that, don't ya? Won't come free, though. Oh, don't look so down. I may have a little soft spot for your family problems, but nothing in life comes free. Anyway, I'm not gonna put you in debt or anything. I don't want your money, just your time. What do I mean? Well, you get a good look at the crew on my ship yet? Bunch of scraggly, mean bastards. The kind of face even a mother wouldn't kiss. Space is lonely. And you're a good-looking one. I wouldn't mind putting you flat in your back of my quarters and making you call me mommy. Oh, look at you getting all red in the face. You got a kink for older gals? Sheesh. I got all the luck, don't I? What do you say? You get to be a trophy in my cabin for a few years. And I give you a new life and teach you everything I know. No more assassins. No family tying you down to some office. You can grasp freedom in your hands. God, that's what I like to hear. Hey, we got about an hour before we hit the station. How about a little taste of what it'll be like to be my trophy? I knew you wouldn't turn me down. Come here. I'll get those cuffs off. I think you're gonna enjoy this. There you go. Take a sec to stretch your arms out. I'm probably sore after being yanked around by me for a while. Once you feel better, go ahead and get those clothes off. I want to see what we're working with. Now, where the hell did that bottle go? There it is. A little special something I picked up a couple years back from one of the trade posts on the outer rim of this sector. It's supposed to be both a lubricant and an aphrodisiac. Or stimulant. Or something. I don't know. Makes it better. Yeah, it's been a couple years. You making fun of me? You've probably seen about as much action as I have. You want to keep running that mouth of yours and I'll stuff with a gag instead. You're lucky I even let you out of those cuffs. Nice. You didn't waste any time. I like that. Look at you. That's some good shit. Man, I looked out, didn't I? And you got a good size, too. Come here. Yeah, that's a good girl. I'm gonna enjoy breaking you and then making you mine. Oh, come on. Don't look so worried. Since you're my trophy, I wouldn't tarnish my new trophy, would I? Nah. You're just a fine piece of fuck meat. That has to dig my fingers right into it. Now, back down on the couch. On your back and spread those legs to me. Dripping already. I have half a mind to give it a taste myself. What am I planning? Wow. I'm gonna ride that dick down to the ground until you can barely walk. Let's get this all lubed up. I can't wait. That's good, warm and slippery. Oh, don't be shy. You're gonna enjoy this. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's real good. It's been such a long time since I've had a chance to do this. It's real lonely out here, you know. Toys just aren't good enough sometimes. I can feel it get even harder inside of me. Yeah. It's practically burning inside of me. You want this bad as I do, don't ya? I can tell. You may act all scared, but your body don't lie. Open up that mouth of yours. This sort of thing real bad. You should have got a nice dick. I just wanna grab you and push you down to the couch and ride you all night long. Ride you right down into the couch. I'm gonna milk you. I'll milk your balls for everything they're worth. Every night. I do this every night. I don't ride that hard cock until you can't keep it up anymore. You don't have to hold back either. You can just give me everything you got. Give me everything. I want you to fuck me and pour every last drop of cum inside of me. Milk your balls dry. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me everything. Give me everything. Pour your cum inside of me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's real good. You did a real good job, kiddo. So warm inside of me. Shit. What a fucking mess. All over the damn couch, too. Oh well. I guess you couldn't help yourself. Blame the lube, I guess. Let me catch my breath. Come here. Look at you, all tired and worn out, huh? Out of that performance, I can spoil you just a little bit. Here. I'm not used to this sort of thing, but I guess we can cuddle for a little bit. You know, there's not a lot of time out here with the soft things in life like this. I don't mind having a little time to catch my breath. Good girl. Good girl. I can practically taste the sweat in your body. You got quite the workout too, didn't you? Good girl. Good girl. time is ahead. Let me... Don't ever say I never gave you any aftercare. Phew. I'm gonna need to smoke after that workout. Are you alright, kiddo? Nah. Are you out of it? Whatever. It was a good ride either way. Hope you enjoyed the free sample, cause you'll be getting a lot more of that over the next couple years. Ugh, where the hell did my code net go? I got that space station coming up real soon. Gotta look at least halfway presentable for the holocom. If I use the common here, I don't have to put on pants again. Just gotta make sure you're out of view. Here, why don't you take a blanket or something? Come on, you can't even cover yourself up. Well, I made you call me mommy, so I might as well have the decency to cover you up myself. There you go. Now, you sit tight while I take care of business. The captain speaking. Checking in with the way station authority. Ready to transmit encrypted cargo bay way data. Yeah, they're right this time. I know we've got a bit of a reputation, but that's just the lunkheads in my cargo bay leaving their tools around. I think you'll find all bays to be within expected values and recorded in a valid time frame. There, take a look. All good, huh? Great. Pleasure doing business with you. I'll get rolling on out of here. I've got a deadline to make. Something else on your mind? Oh, missing persons alert. Nah, I haven't heard anything about it. I spent most of my day verifying the cargo weights. You just get a broadcast a bit ago or something? I see. Well, I'll let my client know they might be delayed due to ship scans. Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, thanks. You stay safe, too. Alright. Well, bureaucrats sure do work fast sometimes. You hear that? We might need to get that chip dug out of your neck sooner rather than later. I was gonna try to save it for after this job, but... Well, you heard the man. Gonna be expected delays anyway. I'm just going to plot a little detour for us. Got a friend that can solve our problem. And you know what? I'll just blame the government for the delays. Can't dock my pay if it's out of my hands like that. It's in the contract. There. God, I love this thing. Best upgrade I ever made to the ship. Gonna be a couple of days before we get there. And then, you need a couple more days to acclimate to the extraction. Serious? Yeah, it is. Had mine pulled like a decade ago. It messed me up for a few days. The chip does something to your brain. I don't know. Anyway, we don't have any way stations for a while. Gonna have a lot of downtime. What do you say? we spend the next few days continuing your training. How maybe I could go for another few rounds, right? Now. How about it? Don't be worried. I'll be more gentle this time. Come here. Good girl. It's gonna be a long night.